Well, today, voters in Chicago are at the polls again for a runoff in the mayor's race. And whatever they decide, history will be made as the city elects its first black female mayor, either Cook County Board President Tony Preckwinkle or former federal prosecutor Lori Lightfoot. The city's mayoral race started out with 14 candidates, and that was narrowed to the top two finishers in February. Joining us now is WBEZ's Dan Mihalopoulos in Chicago. Dan, let's talk about the two candidates first. If Lori Lightfoot wins, Chicago would be the largest U.S. city ever to elect an openly gay mayor. Here's Lori Lightfoot.
So I need you from now until the polls close on Tuesday night. Do not rest. Keep your foot on the gas.
Tell us more about Lori Lightfoot.
Well, Lori Lightfoot is someone who's running for office for the first time in her 56 years. And she is someone that has been around, though. She worked under the mayor who's retiring, Rahm Emanuel. She worked under the previous mayor, Richard M. Daley. And she is someone who has been involved in police reform issues and issues of police accountability, which have been really big issues here in Chicago as elsewhere. But particularly since a few years ago, they released a video of an officer who fired 16 shots into a 17-year-old African-American teen named Laquan McDonald.
Right, right. And we've heard a lot about that. The other option today is Tony Preckwinkle, who is the Cook County Board President. Here she is.
I've led a life of public service, and I'm proud of it. And I think it's prepared me uniquely for the job in front of us.
Tell us more about Tony Preckwinkle.
Tony Preckwinkle is someone who, unlike Lori Lightfoot, has been an elected official here for a very long time, a very familiar face to people in Chicago. She was the member of the city council representing the part of town where Barack Obama lived for two decades. And then for the past 8 years, she's been the president of the board of Cook County, which is the county that includes Chicago. On top of all that, she is also the leader of the Cook County Democratic Party. So she's kind of what we call the boss here in Chicago.
So she is more part of the machine, I guess you would say.
Well, that's certainly how Lori Lightfoot has sought to paint Tony Preckwinkle. But Tony Preckwinkle has countered that she has a long track record of fighting against the powers that be on behalf of progressive causes like affordable housing, criminal justice reform, and that she's the one that has a lot of experience trying to painstakingly enact change in a city that has a lot of problems.
We were in Chicago, Dan, covering the mayor's race back in February and heard about a lot of issues, including corruption. One of the city's most powerful aldermen was charged a few months back. We also heard a lot of people talking about how the current mayor, Rahm Emanuel, had focused too much attention on the city's downtown, perhaps at the expense of some of the poorer neighborhoods of Chicago. What would you say are the issues that most voters are concerned about as they head to the polls today?
I think there is a lot of concern about corruption. We've had an awful lot of corruption scandals in Chicago over the years, but I don't think we've ever quite had a situation quite like this where you have a corruption scandal of this magnitude falling so shortly before the election. And then on top of it, Tony Preckwinkle is referenced, not by name, but they talk about how some of this corruption allegedly benefited her campaign fund that this Alderman Burke, who was indicted recently or is about to be indicted, actually. So I think corruption is first and foremost on the minds of many, but also, you know, the gap between the glittering downtown that you saw and some of the neighborhoods that you probably also visited. There's a vast gap. And in fact, the reporting that we've done here shows that income inequality has grown tremendously in Chicago in recent decades, as in some other parts of the country.
I remember back on the first election day in February, there were a lot of people who didn't even want to head to the polls that day. There were 14 candidates to pick from. What about today? What are you expecting in terms of turnout?
I think it's not going to be very high. You know, historically, we've had these elections at a time of year when the weather is still bad in Chicago to discourage turnout. And the theory being that the lower the turnout is, the more the political machine can sort of control the outcome. And this time around, we had a lot of different choices, and yet there was still a lot of apathy. I think people were unimpressed with many of the choices. Neither of these two candidates that made the runoff even approached 20%. in that first round. Mm-hmm. But all the polls are indicating that Lori Lightfoot, with her message of change, I think is resonating a little bit with voters that are in a very ugly anti-incumbent mood.
And either way, as we said, it'll be historic because it'll be the first black female mayor and actually the first black mayor in decades in Chicago. Do people feel that history today?
Oh, absolutely. I think when you have a city like Chicago where no racial group comes anywhere near being a majority, it's roughly a third Hispanic, a third black, and a third white. You have a tendency for the power over in the course of the history of the city to be, like I said, dictated by the machine, and usually a white guy is on the fifth floor of City Hall, which is where the mayor's office is. So this will be certainly the second woman mayor in the history of the city, the third black mayor in the history, and possibly the first openly gay mayor.
That is WBEZ's Dan Mihalopoulos joining us from Chicago as voters head to the polls for the runoff in the mayor's race today. Dan, thank you.
My pleasure.